The James Beard Award Ceremony returns in person next month after being canceled for 2 years during the pandemic. That's a big moment for foodies and for people in the restaurant industry who work hard to earn a Beard Award, or even the recognition that comes with being nominated. One of the semifinalists for Outstanding Chef is a tortilla purist from El Paso, Texas. He makes them from scratch for every order. Emiliano Morentes is the chef and co-owner of the restaurant Alemi in downtown El Paso, and he joins us. Emiliano, welcome to Here and Now, and congratulations on your nomination for Outstanding Chef.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this not only puts your restaurant on the map, it makes you a big dot on the food map. Did you have any idea this was coming?
I did not. I did not have any idea. I was really surprised the morning I found out. A friend of mine from San Antonio sent me a congratulations. And at first, I wasn't sure why. I had to look it up.
Which gives you, you know, a lot of attention, a platform in a way. What do you want to do with this attention?
I would say mostly I'm happy for my city and for the recognition, not just for myself, but so that other aspiring chefs from the city of El Paso, you know, end up choosing to stay rather than to leave. We do have a lot of young professionals that, you know, leave El Paso for better opportunities. Mm. And especially in the culinary field, there's not as much as you would say, like New York City or in Chicago or Austin.
Yeah. Now your restaurant, Alemi, is not very big. I read 8 tables and 8 stools. And you have said you want to bring something to El Paso that was not available. What do you mean?
So El Paso, we're in a border town. Flour tortillas are king. I mean, I grew up eating burritos. And the corn tortilla represented something else to us. It was more a roots, a connection to where we come from. Even though I was born here in El Paso, my parents are from Mexico. I would say that that's our roots to Mexico. But in another way I would see it is that to make a tortilla, it's a process, it's an ancient process, and it's not really practiced as much as I believe it should be. I understand why it's pretty hard. So that's pretty much what we wanted to do, is to just focus on the quality of a tortilla. So we just have masa ready, and we don't make it until you order your taco or you order your dish or whatever is it that you're going to eat.
Oh, is that right? So, okay. You were featured on the Hulu show Taste the Nation, and it shows you making your tortillas by scratch. And the big word that you use is nixtamalization. What is that?
So that's the process of cooking the corn in the alkaline solution. I mean, in Spanish, it's called cal. All it is calcium hydroxide. And as you let it sit in that same solution, it absorbs a lot of calcium, a lot of other minerals and good vitamins for the body. It turns the like a whole grain, but it also softens the grain. It also breaks it down. So it's like an ancient chemical process that I'm not sure how it was discovered, probably accidentally, but you'll be able to grind it into a masa.
That's kind of a paste after it comes out of the grinder, yeah?
Yes. And what we make is that we make a really soft and gooey masa. Once we have the masa, I just knead it. I knead it for like 5 to 10 minutes. A lot of this is by feel.
And so when I show up at your restaurant and I order a taco or two, you're going to take this, the paste as it were, and then put it in the press and press it flat and cook it after I get there. Is that the idea?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to have the freshest tortilla you could have. To us, I think it's an experience when, you know, it's made fresh for you.
So on the Hulu show Taste the Nation, you make host Padma Lakshmi an El Campesino taco that you serve. Yes. And here she is talking about it.
The mushrooms are savory. The beans are creamy. Cheese is oozy and crunchy and salty. Mmm. This alone is reason to come to El Paso. It's so delicious.
Thank you.
You're a good man.
And seeing this taco is oh my goodness. So describe it for us. Take a little time.
So I just wanted to make a vegetarian taco the way I eat pretty much. And I wanted to use ingredients that we could, you know, obtain all year long. And I just gathered all the components that I really like. You know, I like grilled eggplant. That's just the flavor I really like. Mushrooms, another component. And how do you make mushrooms the creamiest and the best? I mean, just poach them in oil. And I like to put beans. I like to add beans to some of my tacos, especially if it's a vegetarian taco. I think it just tastes amazing. And the cheese just adds another richness to the whole taco. So that's kind of like just trying to see how can I get a really good vegetarian taco that's going to be filling and is going to be great and people are just going to keep wanting.
Now, you of all people, a restaurant proprietor, know what this pandemic means to small business. How's it going for you and your wife? How have you adapted?
We've adapted in so many ways. We've changed and we continue to change. We were never really a to-go restaurant, but now we sell a lot more to-go. We've changed our hours. We've changed our pricing. I mean, I could say that there's some positive changes that we've made, but they all come from just trying to adapt and trying to figure out this new normal for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, inflation, right? We have more evidence that it's more than 8% measured annually. How does that impact you?
Yeah, it's been a little hard. You know, I see price before it was seasonal price changes. Now it's weekly price changes and sometimes daily price changes. I try to keep up with what's going on globally, you know, such as the issues with avocados. We try not to use a lot of the big proteins. I mean, we do use beef, we do use pork, but we use very little chicken. We use a lot of vegetables. We use duck, we use rabbit. We try to expand our variety of what we use just so that we're not affected. But yeah, I mean, it's been crazy to just try to manage everything.
Yeah. And finally, Emiliano, you're in the border town of El Paso. And as you're describing, you've spent much of your life crossing over to Juarez in Mexico and back, and your food tries to represent your slice of the world. And yet, I don't have to tell you about the politics in this country, how immigrants, how the border, Mexicans in particular, can be talked about in the ugliest way. Anything you want to say or do or make to express yourself, express your food in this moment?
I'm not sure how to answer that, but I would say that it would be a connection to who we are. Because if you think about Juarez, it's really north. It's really far from the interior of Mexico. And then if you think about El Paso, it's really far from the rest of Texas and from the center of the United States. So I would say we're kind of like our own community here. You know, I remember my childhood, it was like nothing going back and forth. Even as a teenager, I would go back and forth with just an ID. Mm. So it was more of a big community rather than what it is now, which is two cities that are heavily separated by a wall and by, you know, politics, obviously. And I would like people to come to El Paso and see why we're one of the safest cities. And it's more so because we are a big community, and most of us come from immigrant parents. Some of us are first generation, some of us are, you know, third, fourth generation. But that's what I would like to say about that.
Emiliano Marentes is chef and co-owner of the restaurant Alemi in El Paso, Texas, and he's been nominated as a semifinalist for the James Beard Award for Outstanding Chef. Congratulations, Emiliano, and thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.